North Korea currency reforms may send the country into chaos. Iranian Christians are handing out Bibles to Muslims in Iran, and churches, business, and civic leaders in the U.S. partner in CityFest. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Korea's currency reforms have had disastrous consequences. Open Doors' Carl Mueller explains the country is in chaos and panic.
People who've done everything possible for their entire lifetime to save a meager sum of money find it devalued a thousandfold.
1,000 won would be worth only 10. It costs 100 times that for 2 kilos of rice and some water. Worse yet,
wages are no longer being paid. How can you work without wages? What will keep you from revolt? And if North Korea goes into chaos, truly, the actions of a madman can't be predicted.
Most people were only surviving before, but even that's in question now. Christians are at the bottom of the economic ladder. Mueller says they've been helping, and it's keeping the spark of the gospel bright.
We've had numerous reports that Bibles, radios, food, clothing, and shelter that has been delivered has literally been the difference in some cases between a despairing and defeated and even extinct church and a church that's able to survive and reach out to its neighbors.
Next, in house churches all over Iran, Christians are faithful about getting God's word into the hands of Muslims and non-believers. Vision Beyond Borders reports that they conclude each service by praying over New Testaments. Then, each believer takes 7 Bibles, giving one to a non-believer every day. If caught, the punishment for this act is death. However, persecution is only fanning the flames of revival in the country. Pray for these believers' continued boldness. You're listening to Mission Network News. People in Ethiopia are turning away from Islam, orthodoxy, and witchcraft after seeing lives changed by Christ. Ken Leggett with WorldServe Ministries says,
people see the living God in the Christians' lives, and they realize that their faith is empty, and they're looking for hope and purpose, and the Christian missionaries that are working in these countries are sharing the hope in Christ, and people are accepting that and coming to know Christ as their Savior.
Small churches continue to form as a result. The only problem? Most of these small bodies of believers don't have the finances to roof a building. When churches are roofed, it provides a finished place for believers to worship, and
more importantly, it helps the people in the community as a sign of the defeat of the witch doctors and the victory of the gospel. So every day people are coming to the church and coming to know Christ.
Next, the Luis Palau Association just concluded City Fest in Yakima Valley, Washington. Leading up to this festival and every other one they hold, evangelist Andrew Palau says they engage in acts of service with local churches.
Really, the season of service is one of the many elements of what a festival is. When the spiritual leadership in a city decides to come together for a season to share the good news and to express unity of the body.
In Yakima Valley, some 4,000 volunteers join together, multiplying the work the local churches usually do.
For the churches to go to the mayors of these cities and say, we're coming together for this time, what can we do to help you? It's a great partnership between the church and the business and civic leaders.
And they operate with Matthew 5, verse 17 in mind.
Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good deeds and honor your Father who's in heaven.
And finally, what can only one audio Bible do? It can transform a congregation of one into 42 enthusiastic and growing believers. Audio Scripture Ministries says in June 2009, this church had only one believer with a copy of Audio Scripture. Today, a year later, that one Bible has led over 40 people to Christ. Now, 800 more audio Bibles are being sent there. Just think of how many more people will come to Christ from all these copies of Scripture. Pray these Bibles will be openly received. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University, and it's supported by listeners like you. All during the month of July, Faith Comes By Hearing is making available a free copy of the dramatized New Testament on MP3 CD. Scripture will come alive. You'll also receive a bonus CD of an interview I did with FCBH's President Morgan Jackson. To get your free dramatized New Testament, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.